This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
This is Job Search Radio, episode 258. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm a coach. I worked in recruiting for more than 40 years and now do executive job search and leadership coaching. I do some life coaching as well, but most of what I'm hired to do is executive job search and leadership coaching. Today's show is really very simple. What I'm here to do is remind you that your actions have consequences. There are good consequences, there are not so good consequences. And to take responsibility for your actions when you mess up. Hope you find the show helpful. I hope this isn't your issue, but if it is, I'm here to remind you, make a change. Now, let's get going. One of the amazing phenomena that I find time and again is a job applicant who misses a call time that they scheduled with me and never acknowledges it. Now, I want to turn that around. If an employer didn't call at a specified time, or missed an interview, would you be angry? Of course. Would you be frustrated? Would you worry? Would you doubt yourself or the firm? Of course you would. Why do you think the reverse isn't true? That you get a pass for missing an appointment and don't make mention of it and make apologies and offer an explanation? When you don't account for your actions, what ultimately happens is an employer starts to wonder about your character. And you know, competence, self-confidence, character, chemistry, charisma, all translate into personal leadership in the evaluation process. So you don't want to give them any reason to doubt you at the beginning of the process. You want to build up a head of steam where they trust you, where you're likable, and there's no red flags in their mind that make them hesitate about making the offer. If you're going to miss an appointment, send them an email, send them a text, put a quick call in, give them a heads up. If it's missed and you reschedule, just provide an explanation. It's not that tough. You know, a meeting ran long. I'm so sorry. I wasn't in control of the meeting agenda. It went long, and there was no way I could extricate myself. Please accept my apologies. Can we do the call at such and such time? Real simple, but not making mention of it, not making an apology, very bad form. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to take me up on my free 7-day trial at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. And I want to remind you, subscribe to Job Search Radio in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. You'll get podcasts delivered to you Monday through Friday, very early in the morning. They're bite-sized morsels designed to help you find work. Hope to have you back soon. Have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.